North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 4, 2020. I'm Rick Moore, and this is MSO News Sports. Taking a look at news from around the area and the North Shore, basically looking at the websites and the newspapers, we start with the city of Gloucester. Taylor Ann Bradford is writing in today's Gloucester Times, "The community has spoken. Gloucester will have a combined elementary school. The unofficial answer to question 3 on the November 3 ballot in Gloucester to temporarily raise property taxes to pay for a new school building came in at 9:12 p.m. with 8,260 or 52.32% in favor and 7,854, which is 47.68% opposed to the proposed debt exclusion. A total of 16,474 votes were tallied. Superintendent of Schools Ben Lummis is quoted as saying, "It is a great vote for the future of Gloucester, for the future of educating our kids, for continuing to build a great foundation for our community. It is a continuation of really great progress." Much more on this story in today's Gloucester Times. Gayla Cawley is writing in the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com, "U.S. Representative Seth Moulton easily won a fourth term in Congress after a decisive victory over his Republican opponent on Tuesday night. Moulton, a Democrat from Salem, was declared the winner in the 6th congressional district race shortly before 1 a.m. Wednesday, with results showing he had nearly 65% of the vote. By the time the race was called, Moulton was leading John Paul Moran of Billerica by a 64.8 to 35.2% margin, with more than 353,768 votes counted, according to the Associated Press. Moulton is quoted as saying, "I am honored to have earned another term to represent the North Shore and Merrimack Valley in Congress. The work ahead could not be more important as Congress continues to confront a deadly pandemic and repairs the damage done in 4 years of assault by the president on our fundamental American values." Moulton, a U.S. Marine Corps veteran, will serve another 2-year term representing the 6th Congressional District, which encompasses part of Essex and Middlesex counties, including Lynn, Linfield, Marblehead, Nahant, Peabody, Saugus, Salem, and Swampscott. Gayla Cawley has much more on this story in today's Daily Item. Aaron Nolan is writing in today's Salem News, "After a complicated election season impacted by COVID-19, locals chose Democrat Sally Kerins to represent the 13th Essex District in the state legislature. She's quoted as saying, "I am very gratified. Everyone ran a good race. It was very collegial, and I appreciate the words of congratulations from other candidates." Earlier this year, longtime state representative Ted Spiliotis announced his plans to retire at the end of his term. His decision sparked a 5-way race for the 13th Essex seat, which represents Danvers, West Peabody, and part of Middleton. Kerins, a Danvers native, held the seat from 1990 to 1997. When she first signaled her intentions to run again, she said her legislative experience will serve her well in tackling the economic consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic. Coming in second was Republican Bob May, who lives in West Peabody and owns TechSource Thermal Solutions in Newburyport. He ran to offer a conservative voice on Beacon Hill and hopes to provide support for police officers, among other issues. From the city of Newburyport.com, in accordance with the provisions of Section 6H3 of Chapter 115 of the Acts of 2020, the city of Newburyport will count the ballots returned by mail for the state election that are received up to 5 p.m. on November 6, if postmarked by November 3. This process will take place at the clerk's office in the attached chamber, City Hall, 60 Pleasant Street, Newburyport, on November 9 at 10 a.m. As the clerk's offices remain closed to the public, the city is respectfully asking that observers register by emailing vote at cityofnewburyport.com or call the office at 978-465-4407 in advance of all processing of the post-election ballot counting. Paul Layton's writing in today's Salem News, with North Shore cities and towns reporting orderly voting Tuesday amid very high voter turnout. Paul Layton tells us about the re-election of State Representative Jerry Parasella. Parcella rolled to an easy win in Tuesday's election and will return to the State House for a sixth two-year term. Parcella, a Democrat, had a big lead on challenger Yuplio Rick Marciano with more than 78% of the vote in three of the city's six wards, according to unofficial results shortly after the polls closed. Parcella's quoted as saying, "I really appreciate the support of Beverly residents. It's a job I really like doing, and it's wonderful that they're giving me another opportunity to represent them for 2 years. I try to work hard, and I hope they respect that." The victory for Parcella came as no surprise. He had beaten Marciano in three previous races. Marciano, a retired U.S. Army veteran who ran as an unenrolled independent, did not spend any money on his campaign this year. But Parcella said he took nothing for granted, especially with an election that drew such a large turnout due to the presidential race. That's a look at the news from the papers and the websites around the region. Hope you have a great day. Looks like a nice sunny one. This is MSONewsSports.com.